Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's always sunny here in the studio when Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer from Sonny's Barbecue, is in the house. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's Friday, as always.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful day here in Florida.
Yes.
Pensacola,
yes,
to be more specific.
Yeah.
It's always Friday when I get to be here with you in studio.
I know, and he always brings the sunshine with him because I don't know about you, but I follow him on Facebook. I see him out in the community. He's got his red shirt with the white fringe and the cowboy hat and the red shoes. You know when Eldon is in the house.
You know.
And then add to that costume a huge smile and big hugs.
And then bring the barbecue, too.
Yes, sir. That's what we're here to talk about, Sonny's
Barbecue. You got the look and the smell.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but it's a good smell.
Good smell.
It's
slow
a good smell.
Smoke
yeah,
barbecue, 12
true.
Hours, you yeah. know, good oak smoke,
mm-hmm.
all that.
Okay.
The brisket, the pork butts.
See, this happens to me every time. He comes on Friday mornings, and just by that time you leave, I'm so hungry.
Yep. It's a good thing we open at 10:45 every day.
There you go. All right. So where are you? For those that maybe come on vacation this weekend or just here for the interview for the first time, tell us about your location.
Absolutely. We got four locations that serve the news radio listenership, we like to say. We can start over at our Pace, Florida location. It is located on Highway 90 right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. So it is there. We do have the drive-thru, and we got to talk about Meg's favorite. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches on every Monday.
Great way to start your week. Take it from me.
Great way to start the week. And then you can make that a big deal so you can save one for later. You get your Sunny sweet tea, get your favorite sidekick, that creamy mac and cheese.
Or
they're so good.
So good.
I was having a conversation with somebody, Mr. Danny Zimmern from
Pensacola
Mardi Gras, talking
yeah.
to him, and he said, you know what? Y'all's baked beans are the best. And I said, whoa, they're not baked beans. They're barbecue beans. That's why they're the best.
Oh, okay.
So those barbecue beans, the fries, if you're a fry person, you know, mm-hmm. so you definitely take advantage of that deal to get any of their drive-thrus. All of our locations have a drive-thru. So that Pace, Florida location there in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our 9th Avenue store, which is just south of Creighton Road,
mm-hmm.
right past that little airport runway there where the fire department is on 9th Avenue, right behind the AutoZone, nice little quaint location.
I have to confess that's my favorite spot
because
it's shady
one.
And it's kind of tucked in the back.
It
I like
is.
That.
It
very quiet.
So nice.
You can kind of escape at lunchtime.
Months and months ago when we had that snowpocalypse, I had to go up there and actually load the smoker in the middle of the snowstorm because I was the closest person. And get ready for the next day. It was so quiet and so pristine. It was magical. I have no way to say it.
So, wow, that's great.
So we have that location. Also have a banquet room there. Can host up to 40 people in that banquet room. Typically about a 10-person minimum to reserve the banquet room. But, you know, if it's 8, you know, sometimes we like try to be flexible. But we can do off menu up to 15. And then we typically anything over that we do off a banquet style.
Well, let me just say, having been an event organizer, the best part about this, there's no rental fee.
No rental fee for the
room. There's very few places in town that will do that and provide great food like Sonny's.
You got that right.
Seriously, I'm not making that up.
Yeah, and I'm actually, you know, had been planning a high school reunion, so contacting lots of different venues and trying to accommodate all the things. And
oh, fun.
Do all that, and definitely. The no cost on the room is a benefit, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's a big part of event planning and getting folks together. So it's a great opportunity, a resource for nonprofits, schools, charities, church organizations, whatever it may be, football teams, baseball, you know,
mm-hmm.
your sports teams. You need to have a get together, a great birthday party.
Absolutely.
You know, graduation parties. Mm-hmm. I know we're kind of past that season, but Still a few sneaking through.
Oh, sure.
But it's...
There'll be some graduating this summer.
Yeah, got some graduations happening here after summer school's going to be happening, especially for the college folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely consider that banquet room and then come see us there. Drive through at that location also. We have our Navy Boulevard location, which is kind of right at the end of Highway 98, just north of the Pensacola NAS main gate, probably about a mile and a half north of the NAS main gate. And we do have a banquet room there also. We can host up to 75 there.
That's a much bigger one.
Much bigger room.
Right.
Yeah, much bigger room. Got a couple Rotary Clubs scheduled. There's a Mustang Club that meets there. They always have a great turnout. They bring out all the cars. That's
I love
time.
That.
Yeah.
I've seen them on the beach before. They're
great.
There's
a Magic Club that meets there. So
really?
A Pensacola Magic Club.
Really?
So, they've been regulars for many, many years. So they come, I think it's on Tuesday nights, so like once a month on a Tuesday night. I'm trying to remember. But, yeah, and so they have 30, 40 people that come that are part of the Magic Club. So
that's very cool.
And not the card game, like actually doing magic, you know,
magic tricks.
Rabbits popping out of hats and that kind of magic.
Disappearing things. Yeah, that's very cool.
Some cool folks that come to that. Then also we have our Shelley Road location, which is technically right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10.
Okay.
So if you're familiar with, I'll go ahead and say it, Cracker Barrel, because they're not really a competitor to us. It'll be okay. So if you know where the Cracker Barrel is, it's really close to the Cracker Barrel. They're just a little further south.
Okay. Yeah. So what are the hours for all of your locations?
Yeah, so all of our stores open at 10:45 every day. So that, you know, seven days
a week. So
you're
open Monday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Monday through Sunday. Sunday through Monday. Right. Tuesday through Wednesday. Whatever you want to say, Meg. You know, just make it up as we go.
Ooh, I need that second cup of coffee, clearly.
Get that pot started.
Yes, sir. No, that's great.
So, yes, so 10:45 every day for open. And then on Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you've got a question for Eldon Scott, he is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. You can always text it in at 850-437-1620. I've got some questions for you because I love the way you kind of mix up the menu for the seasons. Right. So let's talk about that summer
it's
menu.
It's going to be like a speed round? Is we going to like...
Well, you do a pretty good job of describing these things because I can testify that I'm hungry every time you leave.
That's the whole point. We want to get you hungry and then get you fed. So that's some good slow smoke barbecue. So that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I promise. So, but what are some things that are a little bit different about the summer menu?
Yeah, so the summer menu. So Sonny's a couple quarters back started doing a seasonal rotating menu.
Mm-hmm.
So we're into the summer season now, and we are offering a couple new unique things. We actually have a Tennessee vinegar sauce, so
which I love, by the way.
It's so good. So tangy.
That's kind of the barbecue I'm used to.
A little bit of mustard. Kind of, we say Tennessee, but it's kind of south. It's kind of like a mix between a South Carolina style, Tennessee.
You can throw a little Georgia in there.
A little Georgian. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that peach barbecue sauce we had in the springtime was 100% Georgia.
Yes, sir.
That was 100%.
For sure.
Go ahead and say it, Meg. I know you want to.
No, I'm going to be good. It's not the season yet. Not yet.
Oh. Right. I'll say it for you. Go Dogs.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I mean, I'm not a guy. I'll say it for you. Football season is coming up.
I'm
ready
go.
For it.
There you go. Okay. So back to the menu.
Back to the menu.
We digress. Back to the menu.
Yep. The Tennessee vinegar sauce, you can get that on a pulled pork sandwich. It's really good. So we have a sandwich that's specifically for that. We have a slider trio right now that you can get. It has pulled pork, chopped brisket, and pulled chicken.
So you get the best of everything
so
in that one.
You get a little bit of each. It's a filling meal. You don't think three sliders are.
Oh yeah, it is.
But those are good size sliders. So that's a good filling meal. Then we have the competition barbecue sauce.
Oh, now what is that one again?
The term that we had coined here is molassesy.
Molassesy, that's right. That is an original from the Pep Talk show.
So it has a molassesy note. Does have a little heat on the back end, so you're going to get a little spice. But we're doing that on the St. Louis ribs. We're doing it on the our chicken wings. So it is really good. So. Then those competition ribs, we're actually grilling those on the grill. So it kind of caramelizes that competition sauce. So getting great feedback. People are loving that competition style. St.
Oh,
Louis
good.
Rib.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Really
that
good.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah.
That sounds very good. All right. Well, don't forget to mention that yummy dessert that you brought to me a couple couple weeks ago.
Can't forget about the dessert.
No, it's so good.
So the strawberry corn cake.
Gosh, it was good.
Yeah. So
it's like a shortcake, but it's different.
Yeah, just a little different. It's a little different texture. Mm-hmm. It's a little airier, a little fluffier.
I loved
you know,
it.
Typically using like a pound cake mixture is kind of mm-hmm. dense.
Mm-hmm.
So that strawberry corn cake is a little has more holes in it, so it just soaks up that mm-hmm. that strawberry juice and the mm-hmm. whipped cream, so they get the sweetness from the corn and the strawberries. You wouldn't think it'd go together, but it's really
good. Really
good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you also have things to drink there as well.
Drink,
I mean, the best iced tea around.
The best sweet tea. And this is something we don't talk about all the time.
I know.
Something we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. We have happy hour all day, every day.
And we never really mention that. And that's
really
important to a lot of people getting off work,
so,
want to relax, unwind.
A good beer goes well with barbecue.
Sure.
So buy one, get one free draft beers every day.
What time is that?
All day, every day. Open to close.
Happy hours all day?
Happy hours all
buy
day.
Buy one, get one free?
Buy one, get one
all
free.
Day.
All day.
Wow.
Day.
Okay.
Yep. So.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So that's one that's definitely you should take advantage of it. And so nice, good ice cold beer with some barbecue or mm-hmm. chicken wings, whatever your liking might be. 2-for-1 every day. So
okay.
Definitely check that one out. That's a good one to take advantage of.
There you go. Well, now that we're talking about specials, one of my other favorites is what you do on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Tell us about that one.
Kids and grandkids eat free.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the best.
You know, basically what it is, one kid's entree or one kid's free kid's meal with an adult entree purchase.
Mm-hmm.
But grandparents, bring your grandkids.
Yes.
You know, you want to spend that good quality time with them. Parents, you know, a lot of times you're running back and forth after school or whatever it is. And not school. Your errands on Saturday is what I meant to say. You know,
a lot
you're
of
going
times,
back and forth. And
the parents have got to get some stuff done, so they drop the kids off at the grandparents.
Yeah.
Say, okay, we'll be back at about 4:00. So
bring them to Sonny's.
Bring them to Sonny's.
Baby back ribs, some mm-hmm. mac and cheese. We have hot dogs, kids burgers. We have a variety of different things for the kids. Chicken tenders. Our chicken tenders are really good.
They are.
We upgraded those a few months back, maybe 6 months back. But the new ones are just dynamite. They're really good.
Okay. So we always do this on Fridays. We do a wonderful Sonny's barbecue giveaway. What are you giving away today?
So we're going to do dinner for two. Dine-in dinner for two.
Okay.
So,
what does that include?
So it's going to be choice of any entree. It's going to exclude the all-you-can-eat options. But mm-hmm. other than that, you're going to get to pick whatever entree you'd want to get. And come on in and dine with us at Sonny's Barbecue.
That sounds pretty yummy to me.
Let's see here.
Okay, so we're going to do a little question here. What should it be?
The fifth person to text in summer.
Okay, fifth person to text in summer at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My guest is Eldon Scott, the Chief Kindness Officer at Sonny's Barbecue. And you know why? Because he's so kind, he's giving away a dinner for two this morning. So get those texts, roll those texts on in, 850-437-1620, and we will be announcing the winner in just a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
All right.
Else
can you tell us? What did we miss?
Let's talk about the Sonny's app, because that one's important.
Yes.
So you want to get all of your best rewards on the Sonny's app. So we're giving away all of our best offers this month. We're doing double points, so you can get basically for half the points that you would normally spend to get a reward, you can get those extra rewards inside of the Sonny's app. So you can go to sonnysbbq.com. And get that app or through the website. You can just navigate to the bottom of the page. It'll provide you a link. Or you can go directly to your Google Play Store or your iPhone Store, your Apple Store, I believe is what it's called. I just told on myself. I'm an Android user.
There you go.
So you can go to your Apple Store and download. Just search Sonny's BBQ, and you'll be able to find that app. Go ahead and download that. You can add a payment a link to it so you uh-huh. can purchase through the app. You don't have to do that. So a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to do that. Well, you don't have to. So you can still collect your rewards.
Oh, that's good. I didn't realize
you know,
that.
So
okay.
Some people just don't like to put their credit card information in and all that.
Right.
It's perfectly fine. So you just have to do a little extra work. You just have to scan your receipt so you make sure that you get your rewards points.
Oh, that's good to know because, yeah, you're right. So many of them, they require that you have some kind of an account linked to it.
Yeah.
But if you don't.
My parents are those people. So
you can get the rewards.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's the reason why they had this other option. So you can just scan your receipt. Make sure you get all your rewards points so you can get extra Slow smoke barbecue.
There you go. That works for me. Okay, we do have a winner, Eldon. Our winner this morning is Jimbo. Congratulations, Jimbo. He texted in to our text line at Pep Talk and had the right answer, Summer. It's the Jimbo that ends with 5045, so in Pensacola, Florida. So
congratulations.
Well, I'll send you the info on where you can, what you need to do to come by and pick that gift certificate up.
There you go.
Make
it
easy. Pretty good deal. Dinner for two, just in time.
Little date night at Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Or bring the kid, bring the friend, whatever it might be.
That can work for sure.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
You'll for sure get some good eating.
Okay. So what else do we have to look forward to with the summertime and barbecue and all that you're up to? And
well, you know, summer school's coming back in the end of season. So we're fixing to get back into school season. Seeing a lot of the teachers, you know, talking about getting school supplies.
Right.
Parents asking about all that stuff. So, you know, one of the great things we have, which is one of our common giveaways, is the family feast. So
it's so
good.
You know,
you're getting busy and you're out running around. The family feast is a great option to get everybody fed. Swing through the drive-thru, can pick that up, call ahead.
And what does that include?
Yeah, so it's four meats and three sides, breads, and
it's huge. Tea.
Yeah, it's a huge, it's a feast.
It's a feast.
There's a reason why we call it that.
Well, well, one of the things too that you do that is so great is you also do catering, and you are pretty much the person that coordinates a lot of our local catering. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm involved pretty heavily with the catering side.
So how does all that work?
Yeah, so the so I'll give you the website to start. So you can go to sunnyscatering.com, which you can see all of our options there. When I do a lot of events and stuff, we just recently did crab cake cook-off, which was a lot of fun. We did a smoked salmon crab cake.
You've brought lunch for us here at the station, which has been great.
Yeah, and so when we do a lot of stuff, so there's stuff that we do on the catering menu that we don't necessarily do in the restaurant. So we do prime rib.
Which
we
is phenomenal, by the way.
So good. So good.
I wish they would leave that on year-round, but it's okay. I understand.
But we do it year-round for catering.
Okay.
You know, so we can do it to order also. So we've done it a few times. I know I've had a few folks had birthday parties and, hey, I just want to pick up a 5-pound prime rib. So we've done that a number of times for a few folks.
Oh, that's a great option.
I'm your plug on that. So 850-418-3331. I do everything I can to try to take care of folks and accommodate everything we can possibly accommodate. Sometimes we can't, you know, just for time's sake. You know, if you called me today for a prime rib tonight, probably couldn't make it happen, but you know, maybe
right, maybe.
But you know, sometimes just time limitations, getting product in, having it in house, having it prepped, having it ready, and just following the process, right? So if you want 300 pounds of brisket tonight, probably couldn't make that happen just because of the process. It takes 12 hours to smoke it, so we probably couldn't do that. But
so what is the maximum? I mean, this always impresses me because I think of catering, 15 or 20 people, but you've done some pretty big
15 or 20
jobs.
People is a common one. You do a lot of office lunches and, you know, little gatherings and things like that. We did one for Quality Roofing, a couple, you know, they just had 10 people.
Sure.
Did that one the other night. But yeah, I like to say anywhere from 10 to 10,000.
Which blows my mind.
We've not gotten to 10,000 to my knowledge, but the biggest one we've been a part of, that I've been a part of, is 4,600 people.
Wow, and that's incredible.
It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of work. And it is a lot of barbecue.
Yes, it is. I can't even imagine. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So give your catering number again.
Yeah, so my cell is 850-418-3331. You can call me, text me. I'll be glad to help you with whatever you need as far as that goes. You can see some of our other options online at sunnyscatering.com. And, we like to say there's three ways we cater. You can do pickup, which is basically either go through the website, I can set you up, but we pick a time, say you need it at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
You know, we'll have it ready for you. You come in, pick it up, we'll help you load it up if need be, and you're off to the races.
Okay.
And then we do delivery, so we have to schedule that. Typically, we need about 48 hours on a delivery so we can make sure that we have a driver scheduled to be able to get there, to get the product to you and make sure we have the staff to go out wherever
that
it may
makes
need
sense.
To be.
Yeah, get it on the schedule. Okay.
Get it on the schedule and Yeah, anything, like I said, as many people as you need. If you're doing a pickup catering, I will touch on this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeding a lot of people, be conscientious of the vehicle that you are bringing.
Bring the VW.
It's very, very hard to load barbecue for 200 people into a Mini Cooper.
Right, they're in those big, heavy trays.
There just are some stuff, limitations.
Yeah, make sure you plan ahead.
Yep.
And then you actually will deliver and set up as well.
And we do what we call a setup and serve. So mm-hmm. That's full service start to finish. We'll bring the food. We'll bring the team. We'll set up the chafing dishes. We'll set up the tablecloths. We'll decorate it however we need to decorate it appropriate to your event. So mm-hmm. If it's a wedding, sometimes we'll do like stainless steel and lots of tablecloths mm-hmm. and lots of frou-frou things to make it look nice and pretty. Or we can do backyard barbecue style with more like wood and cast iron and mm-hmm. some of those types of things, make it look more like a barbecue. So we try to match the event that the person is putting on.
Oh, that's really great. Yeah. That's kind of going the extra mile.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. So we have a lot of decor and different things. So
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We're doing setup and serves. We typically try uh-huh. to match whatever the event is and match the table. Typically, we match the tablecloths too. So sometimes they'll have like tablecloths that they want to use. And so we coordinate with them to try to help elevate the event experience. Is that the proper way to say that?
I think that sounds rather eloquent for experience. Someone that's wearing a cowboy hat and red shoes.
Oh, goodness. Thank you, Escambia County Public Education.
There you go, right? You have a plethora of knowledge, right?
There we go.
That's one of my favorite
Molassesy.
Words. Molassesy.
Molassesy.
We're gonna coin it, and we're going to charge you for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so summertime, it's a great time to get Sonny's Barbecue. So much. Anything we haven't mentioned this morning you'd like to mention before we go?
Goodness. Let's see here. Yeah, come dine in with us if you haven't mm-hmm. dined in with us. I know a lot of customers. I used to be, before I started working for Sonny's, I was a drive-through customer. It had been many years since I had been and dined in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a full-service restaurant. So you're going to come in. We're going to give you that good Southern hospitality, take care of you start to finish, make sure you have everything you need, give you all the service and all the smiles that you can hopefully want with some good slow smoke barbecue. So if you haven't dined in with us in a while, come on in.
Yeah.
Dine with us. We'd love to take care of you, make you part of our family at Sonny's Barbecue, and just treat you well.
And most of the folks that I've worked there, you've mentioned before, have been there a long time, which says a lot about the fact that this is a family-owned business.
Yeah. A lot of long tenured employees, many, many 10, 15, 20 years. No, we've had a couple that have passed 25 years.
Wow.
So it's definitely been, we've been in the Pensacola community for 40 years.
Wow.
And
you just met the owner recently.
Yes.
The Sonny.
Yeah. That was Founders Day. So we mm-hmm. got to meet the Sonny Tillman back in May. And that was really fun. I said, "Hey, Sonny, we got to take a selfie." And he said, "What's a selfie?"
Oh, no, you're kidding.
So I had to explain it to him. And so we took the selfie, and I had photo evidence, and they got to meet him. He was super, super nice. We just talked a little bit about barbecue and a little bit about Sonny's. And,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling the story about how he replaced the front porch pillars.
Oh.
And it was so, so great to hear that. So it was a wonderful experience to get to
meet him. All right. Your phone number for catering and website one more time.
Yeah. Sonny'sBBQ.com for regular, not regular, wonderful Sonny's Barbecue.
There you go.
Sonny's Catering, or you can reach out to me, 850-418-3331. Appreciate y'all listening, and hopefully we'll see y'all real soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Elton Scott with Sonny's Barbecue right here on Pep Talk.